Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
Today is all about discovery and accountability.
You got the power.
Don't hate.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, we have Lauren Longcore. Lauren is a certified health coach. She is also an independent consultant with Arbonne, and she is a veterinary technician. She is here today to give us her perspective on vision boarding. So welcome to day two, and welcome to Miss Lauren Longcore.
Hello.
All right, so Lauren, we know what vision boarding is. If everybody's listened to yesterday's episode, they got a very good explanation and step-by-step instructions on how to create their own vision board. So my question to you, because I'm very curious about how different people approach it and what their perspective is on it and how it has impacted their lives. So can you tell us what inspired you to create a vision board in the first place?
I think I've kind of made like mini versions of it before when I was younger. But while I was going to school to be a health coach, they talked about vision boards and kind of like putting things down on paper, you know, where you want to go in your life, what things you want to achieve, you know, just put all your dreams down somewhere that you can see them every day and make sure that you remember why you're doing what you're doing.
Okay, so you were inspired in coaching school because they said, get your dreams out on paper so you can see it every day. Would you mind sharing with us what kinds of things you put on your vision board?
Well, I have a picture that says, treat your body like it belongs to someone you love. So, you know, trying to help me like love myself more, feel better about myself. And that's also something that I want to do for other women. I want to start my own business. I put on there, create a healthier world. I put a lot of influential sayings on there, like love the skin you're in. You've got this. It's great to feel great. Celebrate yourself. I also have a couple of like fitness things on there because I want to get back into the gym and feel better about myself. Well, I have three vision boards stapled together. So each one is kind of different. One is all about work. Keep calm. You know, you can do this business, work with people who inspire you, find your balance, uncover your strong, and just a lot of like uplifting sayings on there.
Okay. So you have three boards stapled together. So you have one that's about body image and one that's kind of about confidence.
Yeah.
And what's the third one about?
Well, the third one, I guess, kind of like goes into like I like to bake and stuff like that. So it kind of has like a picture of my dream kitchen. It has pictures of some foods that I might like to experiment with in the future. Beauty and the Feast, which is all about making food that's really beautiful and healthy for you as well.
You know, what's really funny is that third board seems slightly contradictory to the other two.
I know.
But isn't that true, though? Isn't life about finding that balance?
Exactly.
You know, finding the balance of getting to the gym and eating right and the balance of being confident and then enjoying what you love to enjoy most. And having a nice kitchen makes it easy to make healthy food as well, not just baking things that are maybe not healthy. There are healthier things that we can bake.
Yeah, there definitely is.
Can you tell us what was the process of creating this board? What was the process like for you?
Well, I had cut out a couple things that I saw from magazines that like grabbed my eye. So I just kept them tucked away somewhere So it just all came together one day. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go buy a big poster board and put all these pictures on there. And I did it. And then we had an Arbonne meeting one night and we did vision boards. So that's the confidence one. And then the third one, I actually went to a vision board workshop, even though I've already made a vision board before. I just thought it'd be fun to like get out and meet new people and do that.
And we actually talk about that. Barbara from yesterday's show, Barbara Alexander, who ironically is also involved in Arbonne. And Arbonne is, tell everybody what Arbonne is.
Arbonne is health and wellness company. Some people say it's like a self-growth company disguised as skincare because they really do encourage you to grow yourself, like read self-help books, things to make you feel great and just be the best version of you that you can be. But all the products are vegan, gluten-free. They're all Swiss formulated. So you don't have a lot of the stuff in there that we have here in the United States. So it's a bit healthier.
It's healthy for your skin, right? It's skincare.
Yeah. Yeah. Skincare, but they also have nutrition now.
Okay. So you're looking at the whole body here when you're looking at this Arbonne program and then becoming a health coach. And Barbara from yesterday's show, she's actually doing a 3-part workshop coming up in January. And the culminating activity, because it's a 3-day workshop, there's 3 parts to the workshop. And the culminating activity for part one is a group vision board session. So she talked yesterday a good amount about that, about what you're saying, how sometimes it's just nice to get out and be around like-minded people to put yourself forward in that way and come up with different ideas for yourself. Something I like that you said was that you saw pictures over time, because usually when you go to construct a vision board at one of these sessions, people, you know, may not think, hey, I know I'm going to be doing this coming up. I'm going to start collecting pictures as I see them along the way in my life.
I've always just done stuff like that. I've always cut out pictures from magazines that I really liked. Like, you know how some people cut out hairstyles, like, oh, I want to have this hairstyle someday, you know, or I really like this person's outfit. I want to try to dress more like this person. But I've always done stuff like that. Like I've had the vision boards when I was younger, and I've just always looked for pictures or sayings that really resonate with me.
That makes a lot of sense, though. A lot of people don't do that. I don't do that. I need to do that more. And I need to, I know that after discussing this with all of you guys, that I will absolutely be constructing a vision board for myself. And I'm, as I talk to each one of you, wonder to myself, what is it about what I'm thinking that I don't want to put it out there? I really feel like there's a reason that I haven't done it yet. I'll be discovering that, I think, with the next couple interviews that while I'm talking to everybody, I think.
Yeah.
So how do you use your vision board? Where is it and how do you use it?
It's above my laptop. I just kind of sit here when I can and just look over everything, like read everything again, say, okay, you know, this is what your dreams are, this is what you want to accomplish, and you want to put it out there in the universe to see. You know, I always say the universe has my back. That's one of my mantras. So I'm just putting it out there and hoping that it all comes back.
I'm a huge believer in that. You know, whatever you put out, you get back. The universe does have your back. I agree with that for sure. So what kind of closing advice would you give everybody?
Write down all your dreams. It doesn't matter if you think it's silly, if you think it's absurd, it's your dream and that's what you want to do with your life. Write it down, do the vision board, cut pictures out that go along with it or sayings that go along with it. Always know that you are not alone in what's going on in your life right now. There's other people that are somewhere where they don't want to be. But just go out there and go for it, because you only have one life to live and you are the author of your story.
As a writer, I'm a firm believer of that too. So listen, everybody, Lauren is already a member of the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. You will be able to get in touch with her there. We're going to be posting pictures of our vision boards in a thread in the Facebook group. So, Lauren, I know you'll be posting a picture of yours so we can see exactly what you're talking about here. Does that sound good with you?
Yes, it sounds great.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your experience with us today.
No problem. Thank you so much. I'm very honored to be a part of this.
That's awesome. Remember, everybody, this is part one of four parts today. Stay tuned for our next guest.
Bye.
Next on the show today, we have Gina Tarantino. She is from Las Vegas, and Gina is a bank vice president. Now, why I thought it would be so valuable for Gina to come on the show to talk about her vision board is because Gina has completed a vision board in a corporate setting. So first of all, hi, Gina. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lynette. Thanks for having me.
I'm super excited to have you because I do know that you are an avid listener and I really want you to hear yourself on our show. So thanks so much for participating today.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. I can hardly believe it. I am an avid listener and I get something out of every show.
That makes me super happy. Okay, so we're talking about vision boarding. This is a two-day episode. So we already had Barbara come on yesterday. She defined vision board. She walked us through the steps. She told us how she connects. Hillary came on next. She told us how she connects. Now today, we have an array of other listeners, and they're telling us how they connect to their vision board. And like I said, where you're different is that you have taken part in this process in a corporate setting. What was that like for you?
It was actually very interesting. I've actually done a vision board for myself in a personal setting with a friend a couple years back. But this was, my company decided that they wanted us each to do our own vision board, which I was kind of very happy about because most corporate settings don't really have, I guess, a more spiritual component to them. So part of me was very happy about it. And then part of me was also like, oh my goodness, this is one extra thing in my corporate day that I have to fill in. So it was kind of mixed emotions. Once I started doing the vision board and I stuck it, like it's right at my desk, right at eye level. So I do look at it every day and it totally does, I guess, lift me up. And I'm very happy that we did do it.
So was that the goal when they had you do it, was to kind of put it in your environment and lift the energy levels? What kind of things did you put on it?
I have like a really nice, serene waterfall on there, which gives me a very calming effect. I then ironically, I put a little kitten on there because I had lost both of my cats this year. And the most ironic thing about my vision board is the little kitten that I had put on my vision board is the exact kitten that I just got at a rescue. So that was kind of a crazy, quirky thing. And then I just put a bunch of sayings about my happiest year ever, which this year kind of has not been that for me, and a bunch of other empowering statements.
Okay. Well, you know what I wonder about vision boards is, well, let's say you put on there the happiest year ever. I'm wondering, I mean, we put it out there, but when we put things out there to the universe, right, does it have to come back in our time frame?
No, it rarely does it?
Right. So I wonder, when did you do that vision board?
Oh my goodness. Probably 4 to 5 months ago.
Okay. So the best year ever could be the one coming up because maybe you have to start in January.
Well, I'm really hopeful. I'm really, really hopeful.
I am hopeful too for you, Gina. That's what I want for you. 2016, the best year ever.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And I've got sweet success, spirit, passion, energy. That's like a couple of other health is on there too, ironically.
Ironically, you're going to realize how healthy you are, even though you might not be feeling that right now.
Right. But that is on my vision board. And I actually have, and you'll appreciate this, with your lovely little Olive, I have a picture of a puppy on here too. And I had originally wanted a puppy, but because I'm not home very much, I wound up getting a kitten instead of a puppy. So I don't know. Maybe one day I'll get my little puppy too.
Yes, absolutely. You never know. Maybe you'll work less hours one day.
I know. That would be a wonderful thing. Or I'd be able to take my little puppy with me.
Exactly. That would be great. So would you recommend that businesses have people do vision boards as part of their process at work?
Oh, I absolutely would. I absolutely would. I just think that it is true. If you put something in front of you, like I have this literally eye level when I'm sitting at my computer at work, and every time I look at it and I read it, it makes me smile, it lifts me up, and it puts me in a positive frame of mind. It takes away the negativity and replaces it with positivity, so I don't see how that could be a bad thing.
Me either. I agree with you. Gina, I know you're busy, and it's actually, everybody, like 11:30 at night here. So Gina just got home from work a little bit ago. You know, that's two powerful working women working late into the night. What kind of closing advice would you give everybody, Gina?
To just actually stay positive. Stay positive and go after what your hopes and dreams are. I mean, still keep trying, and I believe it'll happen one day.
I believe it too. Absolutely. Best of luck, okay?
Thank you so much, Lynette, and continue the show. I love it, love it, love it.
Thank you. Thank you for adding so much value to my guest today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Next today, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to bring back one of our previous guests. Her name is Chelsea Rathy. And I know that Chelsea has got some really great information to share with us about her vision board and why she was inspired to create a vision board and how it's working for her. So first, Chelsea, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be back on your show.
Thank you so much. Now, you are very well versed in what a vision board is and what it does for you. Can you tell us what did inspire you to create a vision board?
You know, it was right before my big trip across the United States. I was challenged by my mentor, partly because my brain goes a million miles a minute. I mean, I could be doing one thing and then jump over to something else and, you know, oh, yeah, this sounds really cool and go over here and go do this and then I'll do this. And my focus is sporadic and excited. And it's worked for me to a point, but really focusing in on what I really truly desired in life was why she had me do it. You know, because she asked these questions like, okay, so what, you know, what is your purpose behind going on this, you know, United States tour? And what is your purpose? What do you want out of life? Like, what is it that you are trying to get to? And I was kind of going, well, you know, I want to, you know, meet people. And it really wasn't specific. So that was when she challenged me to get on there and just create a vision board that really encaptured the things that I want and desired in my life. So I overanalyze things. So for me, it was like setting a little bit of time. I think it was like 2 hours. I had collected things, you know, different pictures and stuff from Facebook or Pinterest or whatever that really connected with me. I got those printed out and then I just set my time for it and did it in a smaller time frame so that I didn't overthink it. And so that was really the inspiration behind it, is just becoming focused and centered in on what I really truly wanted and desired. And I'm such a visual person. It was also easier for me to see, like, oh, I put, you know, for me, it was become a parent or get married and get married. And so for me, it's like seeing that and actually envisioning me in that situation. That's when I truly connected to my why, my purpose and my, you know, my hopes, dreams and desires. So, you know, that's really why I did mine or inspired to do one, was to really focus in and be specific on the things that I really wanted in my life and so that I could see them.
And just so everybody is clear, Chelsea had just broken off an engagement and just was on a personal quest of self-discovery and just needed to kind of spread her wings and get out on the open road, right, Chelsea?
Yep. Yeah. I'd went through a bunch of personal development in a couple years, and I realized my true calling was to just go and travel the world and meet people and really start living life again. And so that was that's where I was when I got to my vision board. So yes.
The things that you included on your vision board are things about getting married and having children, right? And what else?
Places that I want to see. I want to go to Italy. I want to be a life coach. So that's put on there. Different sayings that really resonate with me. I have a picture of the open road because I love to drive. And, you know, my business goals, things that I want, you know, financially, businesses or things that have that are really important to me, like my family. I put on there my mom, my dad, my sister, my nephew. Also, I have a whole section of qualities. I have a picture of myself and I have qualities that I believe in myself. So like it says, I am radiant and gorgeous and inspired and amazing. So things that really, so it's just like the words of affirmation for myself. So I also put that on there because those are the qualities that I get to step into to create this and all of these dreams that I truly want and desire in my life. So, you know, of course I put money on there because, you know, I want to live in this world of abundance. Yeah. So, I mean, it really, it's just little things that really resonated with me. There isn't any rhyme or reason to some of them. And it means something to me. So
what was the process like for you?
Yeah. So for me, it was really not overthinking the process and really being just open to whatever is created and not making it look a certain way. For example, I didn't go and like have to put it in a certain spot to make it look great. It was more or less like, okay, this is what I want. And I kind of moved things around afterwards, but the process was really, for me, was setting up a little time slot. Like I think it was 2 hours of doing this, of really sitting down and just hammering it out. The less thinking that I did, the more I created, I guess. I didn't have to overthink it, is my biggest thing.
You know, I have not created a vision board yet, but that is obviously on my list of things that I must do ASAP, because one of the things that I'm asking everybody to do is take a picture of their vision board and post it on the thread that we're going to start this weekend in our private Facebook group, Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. And I think something you just said really touched me, which was don't overthink it, because I think that if you overthink it, you begin to judge yourself, and then you begin to fear being judged by other people.
Right. And I truly believe that God has, or whatever you believe in. But for me, it's God that I believe that God gave me a, you know, my purpose and my desires, and it's inside of me. And if I sit there and think about it too much, it's like I sit myself out before I even get in the game. It's like, oh, I want to be an astronaut. And then in my head, if I go up to my head, it's like, oh, but that's silly.
It's so easy to talk ourselves out of things.
Right. The less thinking you do and you speak from the heart, you really go, oh, that picture resonates with me. And you put it on. You don't think about it. You just put it on, because it may not be exactly what you were thinking, but it's crazy how those things present themselves in your life.
That's my next question. How have you used your vision board?
So I've done this a couple different ways. I actually made the vision board before I took off, and I put it on a big board, and it wasn't really traveling friendly to bring this big, huge vision board with me. here I am riding down the road with my vision board in, you know, my passenger seat.
Yeah.
So there's a couple different things. I took a picture of it. It's my cover photo on Facebook. So I actually took a picture and I get to see it all the time. And that's been helpful because I come back to it and I'm like, oh yeah, totally. And you know, what's funny is once I come back to it as well, I see things that have happened that have already kind of happened. Like my trip, I did my trip. I had it pinned out on the United States. I had a map of the United States and I did that map. I created that in a whole, you know, month and a half. That's been helpful. I took a picture of it. But then I decided as well that, and this is a process that I'm in the midst of right now, but I wanted to actually have something that I could bring with me everywhere I go, so that it's physical right there. And so I found like this little tiny 3-ring binder from Target, and I was like, this is perfect. So I took all of the stuff off of my vision board and brought it with me. And so I'm in the process of making this vision board in a book. So now I have my vision board anywhere and everywhere I go.
Hillary Constable, who aired in the part one of this episode for vision boards, she's actually in the process of doing the same thing, making it a mobile board that she can bring with her in some type of portfolio.
Yeah. It's like a scrapbook, but something that is you're able to just have with you. So that way every morning, just being able to look at it and see it and refocus in on those things that you truly want and desire. I think part of it is because your subconscious, your inner self, your heart really doesn't know the difference between reality and what you dream. So if you're looking at these pictures every day, that is what's going to happen. You know, my picture of Italy, it's like, though I look at that and I get a feeling from it. And so it's like, I've already created that, and I haven't yet. I'm going to be like, it's going to happen.
That's on my list. Just so you know, that is the next thing on my list after a road trip.
We'll meet in Italy then to celebrate.
Yes. You know, what's really amazing, and I just had this great idea, and a great idea for a novel even, is if you take a vision board and you make it like a scrapbook, the difference between what can happen is, here's your vision board in scrapbook form, but doing all of those things then truly does become a scrapbook.
Yeah. So like what you imagined and what happened, like you could have a, like, this is what I created. And it doesn't always look the same way.
What you open yourself up to is what you end up experiencing.
Right.
What kind of closing advice do you have for everybody?
My suggestion is to really have fun with the creative process. Go out there. Don't think too much and let your dreams come through. Don't, you know, let your head tell you that it's not going to happen, or you're silly for thinking that. Just go for it. Let yourself dream. And even if you put it out on paper and you're like, I have no idea where that came from, just let it be. You never know how it's going to look. Just be with it and have fun with it.
Awesome. Excellent advice. Chelsea, thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing this. And I know we're going to get a great look at your vision board when you post it in the group for everybody.
Yes, for sure.
Thanks again. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to close our episodes on vision boards with Mr. Michael Neely. He is from the podcast Consciously Speaking, and Michael is awesome. Mike, how are you?
I'm great, Lynette. Thank you for having me here, and thanks for that wonderful compliment.
Well, you've been on the show before, so listeners may be familiar with you, or they may not be. But I'm super excited that you're here to talk about vision boards with us today. So can you tell me what exactly inspired you to do a vision board in the first place? How long have you been doing them?
I've been doing them for several years off and on, probably the last maybe 15 years or so. And I guess one of the things that inspired me for it is, I'm sure most people are aware of the study that was done about Harvard graduates that they did a testing of, like, people who had written goals, then checked them again 15 years later to see who had succeeded the most out of even Harvard graduates. And they found that those who had written goals had the highest levels of success in whatever they were doing. And so for me, that also translates to visioning. I mean, if you write stuff down, if you put it out there in a way that speaks it out into the universe. I don't want to get too woo-woo for your audience, but you're putting a message out to the universe, and you're putting that message out to yourself. And so to me, a written goal is one thing. A vision board even takes it to the next level because it's very visual. And in that process of creating your vision board, you really are, you know, stirring up the juices in your mind of, like, what is it that I want to create in my life?
I am all about putting things out to the universe. Matter of fact, last Friday's reflection was based on speaking the language of the universe and understanding when the universe is communicating back to you. Matter of fact, I put something pretty major out into the universe today that I'm looking for an answer for. So
awesome.
Yeah. Synchronicity, synchrodestiny, whatever you want to call it. But I agree with you. And you know that I'm a huge believer in envisioning things for yourself and also in mapping the brain, which I think that's exactly what setting these goals do. It tells your subconscious that you're working towards these things. You're going to find answers and you're going to achieve these things.
Yeah, you're spot on.
So talk to me about your vision board. What kind of things did you include on there and what's the process like for you?
Well, what we do, and we've actually even done this in groups from time to time, but right now we make it like a New Year's Eve process instead of going out and, you know, drinking until you're blind, which a lot of us do, and I did through a lot of my youth growing up, for sure. But now what I try to do is just use that as a night to reflect back on the year that passed and what I want for the year to come. And so it'll either be my wife, Megan, and myself alone, or sometimes we'll get my son involved, or we'll even throw a party where you get a big group of people and we put out, everybody brings a bunch of old magazines and we put those out across the room and we all kind of know what we want to create, but we start flipping through magazines and we find pictures or words or things that kind of enhance or ignite that fire that we're looking to stoke for the following year. And so with my wife and I, when we do this, you know, we'll go through magazines and pull out stuff. And for me, a big one that kept flowing last New Year's Eve was voice, hearing my voice being heard, being getting it out into the world. And then, of course, that was, you know, in December 31st, we did that. And that was such a big part of my vision board. And then come February, I launched Consciously Speaking, which has now grown as much as it has, and we're coming up on 500,000 downloads already. So
I know your show is super successful. I'm very, very happy for you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah.
I think it's amazing, too, that you are surrounded by a lot of like-minded people for you all to get together on New Year's Eve and, you know, be the type of people who see the value in constructing a vision board.
Yeah, you know what? And it's interesting you say that, Lynette, because quite honestly, an older vision board from many years back was that I wanted to create a tribe of people who were like-minded in that. And so I think that was one of the visions that evolved over time, was that I would be in a group that supported this type of behavior. And I think, you know, for anybody listening to this, that's so important that you develop your tribe around, you know, the way you want to live your life. Because quite honestly, I mean, we know it experientially in the forefront of our mind that, hey, you know what, you hang out with people who are always in trouble, you got an increased likelihood that you're going to end up being just like them. If you don't like the way you're being, maybe look at changing, you know, your tribe and create the tribe that you want. You want to be a millionaire, and any success groups will tell you, then start to hang out with millionaires.
Right.
And so that's kind of the idea that I'd created years ago. And sure enough, man, I've got a wonderful tribe now.
That's awesome. And, you know, something else we were just talking about, listening to the universe, putting things out to the universe, mm-hmm. and letting the universe speak to you. And, you know, you said one of the things that kept showing up for you when you were doing your vision board was the word voice. And that's one of the things that I talk about in that episode last Friday is, you know, about synchronicity and synchrodestiny, is that when the universe is speaking to you, it can come in themes, like when you have a theme for the week, or even if a person that you don't even know for some reason keeps popping up in your life, there could be a reason, you know, why that person, it could be where they work, you know, it could be something that they tell you that impacts or answers the question that you've been trying to figure out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think one of the things that is so important in not just envisioning, but really in living day to day, is to really pay attention to those signs that we get from the universe and tune into that, because it'll really help us in creating our vision, and it will also help us to stay on track for it too, I believe.
So how do you actually use your vision board, Michael?
Well, what we do is we keep it up where we can see it. I mean, I think that's one of the most important things of doing it. I know there are people who create a vision board and then they put it in a closet somewhere and it's out of sight, out of mind. I think it's important to have your vision board somewhere that you see it on a regular basis so that it reminds you and keeps – it's almost like watering a plant. I mean, if you put it in a closet, it's not going to get watered. You put it out in the open where you can see it. And the other thing, too, is that I like about it is, you know, friends who come over will see it and they'll ask about it and you talk about it. And it kind of refreshes and invigorates that vision that you're striving towards.
You know, okay, this is my very last comment in these 2 days of vision board episodes. And it's going to be this, and I'm going to be very honest. Maybe you have an answer for me. I have not been able to get myself to do a vision board.
What?
No, I haven't. And I promise that I will, because I really want everybody to post their pictures of their vision board in a thread that I'm going to start this weekend for Motivate Me, the Ultimate Support System, our private group. You just mentioned about how, you know, it's out there and your friends come over and everybody sees it. And it, Michael, it's really making me realize kind of what, and I know this is going to sound ironic, but really kind of what a private person I am.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting, Lynette. You're a private person who's sharing everything so publicly.
Yeah.
So, or at least this part of you.
Exactly. That's what it is. I think that, you know, what I'm putting out right now, who I am right now with everybody and bringing people together and inspiring people and sharing my experience with doing that is one thing. But I think to put my goals and expectations and hopes and dreams out feels very different for me.
Mm. Well, I don't know if this is an answer, Lynette, but maybe it will help you to find your own path in this. But the way I look at it, because I know you believe in putting things out to the universe, I believe that people create the universe. And what I mean by that is when your friends see that, they're like a direct conduit to the universe. So it's the universe, everyone, if we're all connected as I believe we are, then every set of eyes are the eyes of the universe seeing that. And when you put something out there publicly where other people see it, and it just, it sends that signal even stronger. It's like amplifying that signal to the universe. And so I'm all for you getting it out there where everybody can see what you're up to right now and share that with the universe, because it'll just make everything stronger for you.
You know, I'm nodding my head. I agree with everything that you just said. And then it also made me think about all the other people who might be feeling like I am too. And I guess it goes back to having that idea that your dreams are stupid or silly or ridiculous, or who do you think you are? You know, I guess it goes back to a little bit of self-doubt. And, you know, I do have such belief in myself, but we all struggle with self-doubt periodically. And I guess this is the one area for me that projection into the future is my spot. And I bet there are so many other people who feel the same way.
You're probably right with that. And what I would say to people in that situation is that, look, it's your dream, just yours, nobody else's, and let people think what they will. Probably, ultimately, I think if there are any doubters or naysayers, it's going to be a reflection of their own personal doubt and naysaying.
Right.
And so don't let that get you down.
Right.
And the other thing about it is that when you just put it out there, it's your way of just saying, you know, this is what I'm up to. And whether people support it or not, or believe in it or not, is not nearly as important as the fact that you do. And you putting it out there is your statement of, this is what I stand for and believe in. And one of the reasons that I think it's so important, Lynette, to put your vision board out to the world publicly, and this is a double-edged piece of it, it's also one of the reasons I think people are afraid to do so, is because there's a certain measure of accountability once you've done that. So for instance, if you put it out to the world, I'm going to do this year. Well, now people have these expectations of you. And so the fear part might be, well, what if I don't live up to those expectations? Everybody's going to think I'm a failure, all this other stuff that goes along with that. So yeah, I can get that that's part of the fear base of it, but let go of that and do it anyway, because the other piece is that accountability factor is what will motivate you to keep moving towards your vision. It's like, hey, you know what? Now, not only do I have these expectations of myself, but everybody knows these expectations, and they're going to be, you know, fulfilling, you know, or filling in on that expectation gap there to really pull me forward into my vision. So that's why I think it's super valuable to put it out there for everybody to see.
Now, until you just had this conversation with me, though, about people's eyes being on it and meaning that the universe will see more of it and the energy will increase, I agree with that so wholeheartedly that part of me would have thought, you know what, do a vision board and just keep it to yourself. Not everybody needs to see it. Like, that's seriously where I would be. But that, it really makes so much sense what you're saying, that it would be wasted if I just made it and only looked at it myself.
Yeah, and the other thing about it too is, if you look at it this way as well, is the impact that you're having as you create the ripples out into the world, that other people will see that, and you may inspire them to do their own vision boarding as well.
Well, yeah, that's the goal here, is to inspire people to do it and to post pictures. And Michael, the way you just ended this whole series for me is that the more eyes that fall on your vision board, the more the universe will be connected with what you want to achieve.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have any closing advice you'd like to leave everybody with?
You know, I think one of the really cool things about vision boarding is that you can make it fun. Well, maybe it's a couple of cool things. One is that it can be really fun. And two, the other thing that I want to let people kind of latch on to a little bit is, don't feel like it has to be perfect. Because there are also, you know, in doing so many of these group things where people feel like they've got to get just, everything has to be just right. Don't worry about that. Just get it out there and feel free to, you know, shift it as you go. It's like anything that we do in life, we may have to do slight pivots and change of direction. So what I like to do is add to my vision board throughout the year, even, and maybe make little changes here and there, and like, you know what, this one I don't feel as inspired anymore with that. Let me put a little picture over that of something that does inspire me more. So keep it malleable and keep it where, you know, it can shift as you do throughout your course.
I really appreciate that. I appreciate you coming on the show today, even if I missed your birthday.
No worries.
Thank you so much.
Fun to be here.
Really great information. Excellent idea for New Year's Eve. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to close out with one final thought on vision boards. You know what? Next week, we're going to have Thanksgiving. And the month after that, we're going to have Christmas. And after that, it's New Year's Eve. Set visions and expectations and inspirations for yourself that are going to lift you up, give you something to look forward to, something to work towards. Put who you are out into the universe, and I promise you, I will do the same. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Here's your go-do. You need to get on our private group and post a picture of your vision board. I'm going to start a thread today, the day this show airs, and we'd really like to see it. Right, Michael?
Absolutely. I'm dying to see it.
I am too. And I promise I will post mine, and I will tell you exactly what I feel about that. So... That's the end of our show. That's the end of our discussion on vision boards. Please remember that you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.